Now, do publicly displayed messages from the Bible risk tarnishing a town's diverse and moderate image? That's the call from the Coast and Glens councillor, Chris McGaw. The Alliance Party member says he's been contacted by many concerned about the Bible verses that have been painted on the seawall at Port Stewart's Crescent. Chris is with me now. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. And the commentator, Nelson McCausland. Morning to you, Nelson.
Good morning.
Morning, Nelson. Well, Chris, why are you concerned?
This has been raised with me, actually, by a number of people. The first thing I would want to say, first and foremost, this is not anything to do with being anti-religious. It's not anything to do with being anti-Christian. It is the fact that Port Stewart is a very diverse town. It's about pro-inclusion. It's about making sure that we don't sort of tie the town into one particular image. So the message that I'm talking about is painted on the seawall. So when you're coming sort of round the cliff walk in Port Stewart, it is very, very visible. Anybody that would be sort of taking a photograph or anything of Port Stewart from that angle is going to see that very prominently on the front of the photograph. The planning application, when it went through, said that it wasn't to be visible from a long distance, that it wasn't to detract from the area. That's something that's very important in causing Coast and Glens in general, that things blend into the area.
So this has full planning consent?
It does, yes.
Is that not what makes this story really interesting? Because if the planners consent to stories, to messages, supporting the notion of God and supporting Christian messages, does that mean that if someone else makes a planning application to exercise their right to oppose God, do the planners have to therefore use the consent that they give for this as precedent to give consent? So if someone said God is not real, God is a made-up story, and wanted to post it on council property, can the planners reject it?
At the moment, Jessica, just to give a bit of context.
How and why?
In this particular message, this is painting over a message that was already there, and that was actually allowed by the former Coleraine Borough Council. Now, whenever it comes to if somebody was wanting to paint a message like that, to be honest, I don't know what the specifics of that particular message would be. If you want to say God is not real or something like that, I don't actually know.
Well, the message that's currently up here is eternity ? You must be born again. Another message that's up on this council property wall that's been given full planning consent, Christ died for us. So what about those people who feel that Christ didn't die for us? What about those people who feel that there's no such thing as Christ and they apply for planning consent? On what grounds could it be turned down?
I don't actually know that one. So to be honest, somebody would have to put that application to the planners.
I guess the territory I'm trying to get into here, Nelson, is ask a question: is it not dangerous to give planning consent for messages of this description because there are others who fundamentally disagree?
Well, it will be a matter for each council as to how they deal with these things. But in fact, if you look across society and you look across government, there are many different messages, sometimes contradictory messages, that are displayed on public property. If you go to Belfast, the motto of the city of Belfast, which is displayed in many different ways, it is from Psalm 116, verse 12, Pro tanto quid retribuamus, which is a verse from the Bible in Latin. So there are Bible verses and portions of scripture all across society. I think probably you, and certainly I can recall, still there on the road to Bangor. It's not on public property, it's on private property, but there's a barn on the road to Bangor that has the verse John 3 and 16 painted in very large letters on it.
Would you support, Nelson, messages, for example, from the Quran being on council property?
Well, I'm not a councillor, it's up to each council.
But would you support it?
Well, what I would say here is that it is a matter for each council to take their own decision, and they have the right to decide that a particular message is appropriate or a particular message is inappropriate.
Sure, but just I'm asking you in your capacity of the experience that you've had as a politician having to make decisions where you know one element of a community may find a decision to be right and another wrong, If there were some people that wanted verses of the Quran on a wall like this in big letters, would you support that?
Well, I think in a society which is predominantly sympathetic broadly to the Christian faith, I think it is appropriate that that is reflected widely in society. There may be other contradictory views that may be problematic for the vast majority of people. And I think that there is it is reasonable to say that just because, for example, if we go back to the Belfast example, just because we have a Christian message there on the motto, doesn't mean we have to have automatically a Muslim message or some other, a Shinto message or whatever.
Well, why not,
though?
We need
to reflect the nature of society.
But what would be the justification to turn down planning consent?
I think that the more fundamental question here is this, that we need to look at the fact that there is a broad attempt being made today to exclude Christian messages from across society. That's, for example, you go back to the message of the of buses. There are messages on the backs of a number of buses that display Christian text. And there was a controversy at one time, and people tried to get some of them banned and so on. And of course, there are buses also that have had atheistic texts saying something on the lines of God is not real. Now, if you walk along the seafront at Bangor, and you are in Port Stewart, if you want to be inclusive, why is there this fixation on one particular message? I'm sure there are many messages on advertising hoardings along the
But front. I have done stories in the past, and I'm just going to be honest here, I can't actually remember what the determination was from the authorities. So that's my bad this morning. No doubt you'll all correct me. But I can remember doing stories both on Network 5 Live and here on Radio Ulster, where there, I think it was a nurse at the time that wore a cross when she went into work.
Mm-hmm.
And someone objected to it and said that it was offensive. And that was an area of huge controversy. Now, I need to find out and Google here what the determination was. Someone behind the scenes will do that for me now. But I'm just wondering here, Chris McGaw, is the council not in supporting these Christian messages going up on a gable wall? They can't therefore stop any employee bringing their Christian messages into the workforce, can they?
Well, that's a very good question. On the basis of this, they couldn't really. I mean, my understanding of this message is that it was painting over a message that was already there. So that was the justification that planners gave for recommending it to be approved. And that was from the former Corian Borough Council, as I say. But yes, you do raise a very valid point there. And I suppose it would be a matter for somebody to decide that within the council.
The British Airways employee I was referring to, by the way, won her legal battle to be able to wear a cross in the workplace. So that's interesting in itself. Okay, thank you very much indeed, Nelson, Chris, thank you.